Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. So, a lot of times, you know, people ask me, especially after having written, you know, Staying Your Lane and everything, A Diary of a Hot Mess, they always ask me, like, well, how do you deal, you know, with your demons, and how do you, you know, how do you combat them? People can sit there and act like, you know, oh no, I don't know people that live like that. Shit, yes you do. You just probably don't talk to them. And that's okay. But I would like to acknowledge my hood roots whenever I can, because sometimes we can end up back there and not want to be there. I am not a peacock. I'm more of a shark. So I don't need to flaunt my feathers and, you know, fucking walk around and act like, you know, this is fit to happen and I'm fit to do this. I don't like the fit to do. I'm more of a, I did this shit, I'm a shark, I laid in wait, I'm a night feeder, I waited, I came at y'all at an angle, and I ate your fucking face. I ate your whole life, and that's what I did. Because if I have to tell you, one of my things is, if I have to tell you I'm coming, if I do tell you I'm coming, I'm already here. Your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott. Hey y'all, it's your girl D. Scott.
It is Tell the Truth Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. I got my main man, Tito's Vodka, sitting here with a nice little something-something of ruby red grapefruit juice in it, courtesy of myself for myself. And tonight I want to talk about the art of the apology. And what that has to do with mental health is the fact that I've seen people go their entire life, and I mean literally, I don't know if it's an ego thing, I don't know what it is, but I've seen people go their entire life and wait on someone to give them an apology, and it really means something to them, you know, and unfortunately, it doesn't really mean anything to me, because I often, and if you guys can go back years of a lot of the things that I say, and I never really apologize for them unless I unintentionally offended somebody, which I know that certain times when I say things it offends people, but I never want to alienate anybody. My purpose is not to help, is not to hurt, it's to help. You know, if I'm saying something to someone, it's coming from a place of help or it's coming from a place of hurt. And I like to come from a place of help. And then if you don't receive it well and you try me, then I have to go to the place of hurt to jab you. And you heard that last night on my show when I broke down and, you know, very much was upset, you know, trying to, you know, choke back tears. And that was a very different show from Tell the Truth Tuesday last week, which was Queen Shit, which thank you very much. That show is the number 3 ranked show. Number 1 ranked show is the California Love Show. And you can go on blogtalkradio.com/stayinyourlane or www.stayinyourlane123.com. You can, you know, download it or, you know, archive it, do whatever you need to do. And the second show was the one with we had Go Hard Kiss. I'm not sure that he was able to get his enhanced license. I hadn't heard from him, but it would have been really great for him to be out at that Soul Exchange so he can, you know, look at the different marketing and branding. But, you know, we're trying to build relationships here, so, you know, trust me, we'll be getting with him soon, because he's going to be a major, not star in the sense of famous, but star meaning shine the light. You know, I definitely can see him shining light on a lot of things, and especially with the kids that he's hooked up with. Some of them are in school and things like that. Some of them are athletes, and I mean in and out of the city. You know, some of them are in New York, Brooklyn to be exact. So I'm very proud of him for that. So shout out to Go Hard Kiss, and that's their entire organization, Go Hard. So you know, I look at a lot of people, and it's like, damn, your whole life is dependent on whether this motherfucker says sorry or not. And what the hell is the sorry going to do? So if I rip somebody up, you know, and I say what I say, trust me, I didn't just say it out of anger and it didn't just slip the fuck out. I meant what I said, but there's an art to cussing a motherfucker out. There really is. You know, you don't bring in other people. If you notice, when I'm going for somebody, I don't bring in their mama, their cousin, or anybody else. I try to keep it directed on them. I don't try to attack their appearance unless mine has been attacked or unless you attacked me personally or my integrity, then it's no holds barred. So I'm not the type of person, and I just spoke about this, you know, earlier in the week, that, you know, we have to get out of, and I'm not thin by any means, you know, I'm athletic, so I'm 150, you know, 53, 54 pounds, and when I'm, you know, training for marathons or races, I can get up to 165, but I still wear a size 4, size 6, so you can't let the weight get to you. So, you know, it's funny, I was saying that, you know, you see a lot of curvier women or heavy women or call women, you know, oh, look at these skinny bitches or whatever, whatever. And it's kind of like, but see, if the skinny girl called you a fat bitch, then we have a problem. You can't do that. You know what I mean? And it's a deterioration in the way that we speak to each other and the way that we treat each other. So I know I seem like this maniacal, crazy, great white shark lady, and I am, but at the same time, I'm very worried about the human condition. Another thing that happened was I was in a different group, because sometimes I'm in these different groups, people throw me in there. And this group, I love this group. You know, we talk a lot about stocks, bonds, business, travel. And he posted a picture of this very beautiful woman. Her name is Cindy Cohen. And she's a model, but she's older. She was on, I believe it was, it's not America's Next Top Model, but it was You Got the Look, which was America's Next Top Model for women over the age of 30 or 35. She's drop dead gorgeous. And you can follow her on Instagram at Cindy_Cohen, C-O-H-E-N. Now, she doesn't know anything about this. I don't know her personally, but I actually do follow her. So when I saw the picture, there was a quote and it said, you know, everything that I've done in my life, and, you know, I didn't get anywhere off my looks. I got, you know, where I needed to be from, you know, goodwill, merit, hard work, and dedication. Beautiful quote. It was supposed to be inspirational. In fact, the stat said, you know, an inspirational quote. Unfortunately, the chatty patties to, you know, verse Dame Dash come on the stat and just out of nowhere start ripping this beautiful woman apart, who I personally happen to know is a mom. She has a 25-year-old that is, I think, I'm not sure if he's in Stanford or UCLA, but I think he's on the West Coast. He's in grad school. You know, so we're sitting there, they're sitting there and they're saying, well, that's what she thinks, and, you know, obviously her looks got her somewhere. She's a model and da 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 da. And I'm just like, are you fucking being serious right now? Like, this... So she can't be pretty. So they go in and they say that her looks influence this, that, and the third. Now, mind you, the gentleman never posted what her name was. So I actually posted her name. Somebody went and Googled her. And I said, you know, not for nothing. I said, she's actually a lot prettier than that, than this photo that you posted. So I actually posted an upgraded photo of her in a bikini. And I said, you know, let's be clear. She's a business owner. She's a fellow author. She's a mother. And she's a black woman. Just for that alone. Why are you attacking her? Don't you think she's attacked enough? I said, so if she got somewhere off her looks, why is it that 20 years later, because this woman is 40, she's in her 40s. You know, she's probably, I think she's like 43, 44. She might even be 45. So if it was just about looks, you mean to tell me in 20 years no one came along that looked better than her? Clearly, it had to be something else about her. She's a beautiful girl. You know, and not only that, I'm on her page. So I've never seen her post anything dark. She's about fitness. She's about health. She's about wellness. She's about, you know, her son. She's about, you know, promoting other businesses and just being an all-around woman, you know, nurturing. And you fucking vultures, you get on a stat and you attack her for being pretty? Fucking kidding me? But you don't attack the young ladies that are taking pictures in the dirty mirrors, and you don't attack, you know, the gentlemen that are not taking care of their children but are posting pictures of, you know, weed and, you know, their gold teeth. Like, are you being serious? So I made mention of that, and they're like, oh, you shouldn't take it, you know, so seriously. I said, I don't take it seriously, but as a mother and as an author and a business owner, I can't stand here and sit here and watch this and allow you to allow disrespect to this woman, and you don't even know her. you don't know anything about her. All you know is she's pretty. I said, to say that she's gotten somewhere because she was pretty is just like saying that all ugly people are smart because they have more time to study because they didn't have fucking friends. That'd be wrong as fuck to say, right? So you got to be careful when you're, you know, stereotyping people and pointing fingers at people because it can come back on you. And then the fact that we get so brainwashed and we're in such a groupthink mentality that we just go along with what people say. And I tell people all the time, I will come crip walk on a stat just to be an asshole. Like, just to be like, nah, that's not true, actually. You know what I mean? And it might be a stat that somebody's page that I'm never on. It just might have caught my eye, like this situation that happened, you know, a week or two ago. You know, I don't be, you know, I'm not really on people's pages all like that. I go, I post my stuff, I see what goes on with mine, but I don't have anybody in particularly, you know, fascinating that I'm stalking right now that I don't know personally that I can't pick up the phone and be like, hey, what's good? Are you okay? So it was just really unfortunate that that happened. And then there was another situation, since we're in Tell the Truth Tuesday, with the apology. You know, the little girl, Monet Davis, you know, this is what I mean. So she's a beautiful little girl. She just came out, and I don't even wear sneakers like that, but she just came out with another brand that's getting ready to do sneakers that a large portion of the proceeds, I think 15%, are going to go to impoverished, you know, women all over the country and all over the world. I'm sorry, no. She's worldly. So this is all over the world. And the sneakers, the stitching of the sneakers is actually made to look like stitching on a baseball. An actual baseball, and they're cute. They're two tone, you know, so like red and blue or pink and black. And so they're about $75. They haven't dropped yet, but I got the little insider on that. So to see this young man, and I believe he was a college student, call her a slut and saying that all of Arizona has slept with her. Who fucking says that? And then no. They get him off the team, whatever, and he goes back and then he apologizes, and everyone is all in uproar because he apologized, right? And he deleted his Facebook, you know, his Twitter and all that other stuff. Now, what people don't understand is, do you think that that boy willingly gave up that fucking apology? Absolutely not. His PR, his school, his parents, everybody in the history of life probably was like, you have to apologize right now because it was wrong and it was disrespectful. So even if you think that way, which, who says that? Isn't she like 12, 13 years old? Are you out of your fucking mind? Like, that's the wrong thing to do. And I think that a lot of times people do things like that to get attention or to be controversial, when really you're not being controversial, you're being an asshole. And so there's a consequence for being an asshole sometimes. You know, I've done it too, stuck my foot in my mouth, lost followers, or, you know, had to not be friends with people that I wanted to be friends with because either I'm an asshole or they're an asshole. You understand what I'm saying? And they serve of no purpose in my life. And so to see that happen, and, you know, forget, you know, a lot of people try to make it a race issue, this white kid. If it was a black kid, they would have suspended his little black ass too, and he would have been apologizing. Do I think that there was any type of racial? No. But do I think that they did the right thing? Absolutely. And you don't talk about females like that. See, a lot of y'all dudes have gotten so comfortable with disrespecting women because a lot of you women allow this shit. You see some of that's fucking bullying. Yeah, and then the funny thing is on that particular site, let me go back to that, you guys are bullying a woman that is paid as fuck, living in California, and is not even on the stats. So it's not even like she can defend herself. So I'm like the you know, the van avenger. I'm the motherfucker that pulls up in the van, fucks up a whole stack, Crip walks on it, and I'm not affiliated with the Crips or Blood. I just say that as the dance, and because I got a disclaimer that shit, because y'all might try to come for me. And then I got to go about my business, and then it's like I'm the bad guy, and then all of a sudden the mind shift changed. Right? No one else had shit to say. But you had a lot to say about a black. You should be ashamed of your fucking self. You should be glad that she's not on public assistance and that she's not begging for help for her children or that she's not in a mental hospital. You don't know that fucking lady to be sitting there saying that she got where she got. I said, and you know what? A lot of you women, you covet these women like something else, to tell the truth. And I will not name names because I know I'm going to end up seeing them at Fashion Week or something like that. But you have a lot of these women that are married to basketball players or baseball players. And their relevance is tied to who they're married to. Now, they may have, after the fact, became these charity ambassadors and things like that. Here's what you don't do. You don't go and write books and literature and try to tell other women how they should be in a relationship when you popped out four motherfucking kids to this cat before he even married you. Now, in the top two reasons why a dude won't marry you, one of them is money. So if your man just made like $100 million or $200 million in the last 5 years, it's safe to say that money wasn't the fucking issue. So you're not that dope, ma. You can't do that to these young girls and let them think that if they do the right thing or if they, you know, listen, there was a situation, and, you know, I hate to bring it up, but fuck it, it's public knowledge. When I was in Tampa, and one of the baseball players, his wife, was a famed, you know, gospel singer. She was, I think, one of the youngest ones to win a Grammy. These people all went to church with us. My husband worked with one of them, you know, at the time, my ex-husband, and it comes, you know, and she was, it was all in Ebony magazine. It was all over the place, and it was amazing. They were having these couples workshops. Yes, all you have to do is just hold out until you get married. Da-da-da-da-da, you know, and I know people that waited until they got married. I'm not going to do that. I'm too nasty, but I'm just, and I want to know, you know, what's good, what you got, what's going on. But it comes out that apparently her and R. Kelly had a relationship, and he had this shit on film. And she was young at the time, too, so I don't know that it was ever released or whatever. It was a huge, huge fucking scandal in the church when I used to go. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't be looking at other people's relationship and listening to these bras that really, you know, what are they here to tell you about? You know, they're telling you how to be a baby's mom to get some money, when you could just go get your own, you know. And I'm not here saying, like, again, you know, I don't need a man. No, I said I don't need a man to take care of me, you know. If we're going to be equally yoked, this is a partnership. And Jada Pinkett Smith was in an interview not that long ago, and she was saying that people, and I love their relationship, even though they got a lot of shit going on with them too, they are partners. So I wouldn't give a shit if Will was gay. I wouldn't care if Jada was gay. It wouldn't matter to me. They are together to raise those children, all three of them, his son Trey, and then Willow and Jaden. So at the end of the day, she said, you know, romance sometimes comes and goes, and this sometimes comes and goes. She goes, with the fact that we committed to each other for life, to be partners for each other, to raise these children. And she talks about being a mother. If you guys are not following Jada Pinkett Smith on Facebook, I encourage you to. She is really inspirational to me because she has no apologetic bone in her body. Everything is what it is. And if it hurts, it might be because it's the fucking truth. Listen, you got to understand, I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here because I want to see some people do better, you know? And when I say some people, no, I don't want everybody to fucking do great. You know why? Because you might be doing great in something that's detrimental to your family, or you might be doing great in something that's detrimental to your own life. And I had to learn that I had to walk away from a lot of things and a lot of people with no regard at all because I was sick of the fucking apologies. I was sick of it, you know, because you're not sorry. Yeah, you a sorry-ass motherfucker. And I'm talking about females, too. Some of y'all bitches, you know, and I'm calling you bitches because we're not friends, right? So I don't speak to my friends that way. And in these moments when we were friends or if we were, you know, associated or we did business, you were a bitch to me. So I'm going to call you guys bitches, you know. But I have a lot of love for friends that I had for 20 years that just maybe we grew apart because you disrespected me or you weren't really my friend. And I had to learn that if I'm a thoughtful motherfucker. I really am. So I would hope that nobody would ever think that I do something for them to get recognition or to be like, now I am the type of friend that's like, I won, you know, I gave the best gift. I live for that shit. You know what I mean? I live for surprises and thoughtfulness and just, because that's how I was raised. My mom was that way. You know what I mean? And so, you know, for me to be this way as a friend and not have someone reciprocate in their own way, because we also have to stop expecting everyone to be like us. So what? You bake 1,000 fucking cookies a day. I can't do it. I'd rather go over here to Lewiston and buy them. I can't, you know, or call Ms. Mary to make them. I'm not that kind of friend, but I am the kind of friend that does X, Y, and Z, you know? And so I got tired of people apologizing, saying, oh, I'm sorry I wasn't a good friend to you, or I'm sorry. You're not fucking sorry. That's who you are. You should never, ever, ever apologize for being who you are. But guess what? Sometimes who that person is conflicts with who you are. And if it's bad news for you, you have to walk away. No apologies. It doesn't mean there needs to be a big fight. There doesn't need, you know, need to be this, you know, guns and bullets and hailstorm, you know. There was a situation I spoke about, you know, yesterday, and I had bought a gift for someone. He let it sit in the store for 4 days. It was his birthday, and I bought the gift because I wasn't going to be there. Now, this isn't the first time that this particular person has kind of, not to say they didn't give a shit, but they just kind of shunned me, you know, kind of like, oh, yeah, did you get the books? Oh, yeah, I got them. I thought I emailed you. Sorry. Did you like the sweatshirts, you know, whatever? Oh, yeah, you know what? I didn't get a chance to wear them. I'm going to tag you when I do. Sorry, you know. Oh, yeah, you know what? I was going to finish the edit on that, but, you know, I do things in my own time 4 months ago. Sorry. You know what? I'm over here right now. I was going to get to it. I could send my intern to get it. Da-da-da. You know what? Sorry. And I had to tell this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So although I respect who he is as an artist, and I don't, this is not a bridge that I will burn. I said, you don't got to worry about me blocking and deleting and doing all this crazy stuff to you. It's just duly noted, my dude. Because sometimes you got to tell a motherfucker, duly noted, I got you. Doesn't mean we're not friends. It just means that you're not going to be as important to me, or I'm not going to be as important to you. And I told him, I said, 4 days, people make time for things that they feel are important. And that goes to my siblings. That goes to my business people. That goes to anybody. You know, I had the gentleman on my show last night from the Soul Exchange. He made sure I didn't even text him first. He was in my inbox like, hey, whenever you're trying to get the show, I'm like, hey, this is somebody I didn't have to chase down. He's eager. He's hungry. When people respect you and they respect your craft and they respect your time. See, because a lot of people, it's never the money. You know, I eat a dollar, I eat $2, whatever, but it's my time. If someone took the time to think about your little crusty ass on any day of the week, there needs to be a thank you. And so although I don't do things for recognition, because there's a lot of shit that I do for people that I don't put out there on Front Street, and even some of my best friends don't know that I put money over there, that I did this over here, that I did that over there, because it's unspoken. You know what I mean? And that's between me and that person. However, you know, I don't feel that sorry is something that we should hold on to. And I told her, I said, you don't got to apologize to me because that's who you are. I said, just like who I am needs to end this conversation right now before it gets personal. You know what I mean? You have to treat things like a business sometimes and take your feelings out of it and say, did that person in that moment, like, for example, when you guys are in a fight, right, and a motherfucker says, you bitch, slut, whore ass bitch, that's why your man used to beat your ass. She meant that. Fuck her. That is not your friend. There is no reason that anybody should be walking around with that type of information in a bullet with your name on it. When I walk around with verbal bullets for people, it's about facts. It's about things like you didn't trademark your company, or you did X, Y, and Z to somebody, or, you know, used to beat on somebody and you over here preaching about this, or, you know what I'm saying, you're not really taking care of your kid and you're saying that you are. So I walk around with those bullets when people try to come for me on that level because I don't do certain things on social media, so it's assumed that I don't, you know, have a great relationship with my ex-husband, or it's assumed that, you know, I don't live in upstate New York, that I live somewhere else, and you saw me somewhere doing something, which is an impossibility because I'm home. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go on, but after a while, when you keep getting apologies, you have to say, you know what, I'm not dealing with this apology bullshit right now, because you're not sorry. You know what I mean? And so there is a great gift and a great art of being able to say, no, I do not accept your apology. And I'm going to give it to Claudia Jordan on Housewives of Atlanta, which I watch it because it's ratchet TV. I know I love it. But not because it's ratchet, but that's somebody's real life. It is somebody's real reality. And she said, no, I don't accept your apology. But think about what Nene said to her. That shit was deplorable. Who fucking talks about a clitoris at dinner? You know what I mean? And so if she wouldn't have accepted it, and then the funny thing is we're so brainwashed to think that the minute that someone says, I'm sorry, you have to say, I accept your apology. Man, fuck you. You hurt my little feelings. I'm not going to accept your apology until, listen, and then in the same breath, these same people tell you, time heals all wounds. Well, let me be wounded, motherfucker. Try apologizing another time. But I appreciate the fact if you made an offense and you apologized within the first 24, 48 hours, because then that lets me know that you didn't want to hurt me. But if it takes you a bunch of motherfucking time to apologize, or somebody to apologize to you, if they've slighted you and they're clear about it, they don't give a fuck about you, and you have to understand that. You have to give a fuck about you, because it's going to weigh on your mind. They never even apologize. Do you think that the Jews are waiting for the descendants of Hitler for an apology? No, the Jews had to let that shit go. You know, just like, you know, black people, we're sitting here waiting for an apology from someone about slavery. Nah, why don't we just get out there and handle business so that the slaves that came before us, that paved the way, don't have to fucking be looking down on us goddamn embarrassed. You know what I mean? They like, we did all that for these motherfuckers. You know, so we should be apologizing to them. To the people that died, the slaves that died, to make sure that we were able to have a, you know, freedom. And we're not really being free. So we're going to really be free from all that shit that people hold on to. You have to learn to walk away from shit without a notice, not your kids, not your spouse. I'm not telling you to walk away from your spouse. I believe in marriage. I respect marriage. I love the institution of marriage. But what a lot of people have to understand is you shouldn't build your whole life waiting on a motherfucker to apologize to you. Or feeling that you have to apologize to a motherfucker and you meant to say it. Now, if it means you're going to lose your job or all this other stuff for politics purpose, absolutely. But other than that, there's an art to it. You can't just say, I'm sorry. You have to be sorry. And it is an offense that needs to not continue to happen again. Because then if it happens again, you weren't sorry. You were just sorry that you got caught. There's a difference. Okay, and you guys need to understand that when you start to let that shit go and talk about it and don't take things so personally and stop building our whole lives around a fucking apology, apologize to yourself for being stupid in that moment, and I do it all the time. Denise, I'm so sorry, girl. What was we thinking? And then I move on, and that's it. I don't need to forgive them. I don't need to do shit. You're going to continue to do that, and I'm not the first nor the last person that you will likely do something fucked up to, but just know it won't be me again. So with that being said, I'm going to leave the show with a very fitting song by Jussie Smollett from Empire. See you guys Monday.
Monkey in the casket. That ass is an exit. I eat you for breakfast. Yum, diamonds on my necklace. Guess that's what I'm blessed with. I'm a revolutionary. Pardon my vocabulary. I don't even remember ever caring. Tell me when I'm in the cemetery. Legendary.
I want with no for a long time. Not sympathetic, I said it, I mean it. You don't like it, then I could care less. Not sympathetic, I said it, I mean it. You don't like it, then I could.